This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.
It's the Barely Podcasting Podcast with your host, Barely.
And he might bring along that stupid peeing dog, too.
Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is your host, Barely, and we're on to episode number 17. As for what's going to be on this episode, I don't know. I record this part first, and then... then I move off to the rest of it. I'm not exactly sure what's going to be on this episode, but listen in, and I'm sure you will enjoy it, hopefully as much as I'm enjoying putting it down. So let's get into the show. Well, last week was Mother's Day, and I know I had mentioned a little bit here and there, but something happened after I finished recording and editing, and I got the show up and everything, and I didn't want to go out and say, okay, well, I'm going to pull the show back down and redo it. What happened was I had finished recording, I had just put it up, and I went upstairs, and my mother-in-law and my wife were both sitting around, and my mother-in-law is asking about what all that noise was downstairs. I'm like, oh, I was just tinkering with a couple things. Really don't make too much mention of this to my family, just because, I don't know. I feel weird. So I didn't make any mention of it. My wife's like, oh, that's that podcast thing he's doing. And so she just starts bombarding me with questions about podcasting. I don't know if she will be able to ever figure out how to get it onto her computer and everything. But it was kind of interesting to see my wife was bragging almost about the show, even though I know she has not listened to a single episode. At least I don't think she's listened to a single episode. But she's going through and kind of bragging about it, like, yeah, my husband's doing this, ha, 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 ha. So, I think the wife is turning around a little bit more towards enjoying the show and maybe actually listening. I am thinking about something. I'm going to put it on at the end here. It's going to be a request I'm going to have for all of you, but until then, you'll just have to listen to the rest of the show. Well, if you are familiar with Chicago, you know that there are two baseball teams here, and I know this is not a sports podcast, so I'm not going to go too much into this, but this week is the week that the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox meet up for the first time. They always meet up twice a year in games that actually count. This was the first one, and so where I work, I'm more in the area where you have a lot of Cubs fans versus Sox fans. I live where there's more Sox fans. The more Cub fans are near where I work. And one of the guys at work has been, he's been digging at me all season. Oh, they can't repeat. They can't do this. They can't do that. The Sox suck. Blah, blah, blah. Even though I don't agree. And he's like, oh, yeah, the Cubs are going to go to the series this year. La, 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 la. And as I'm sitting there listening to him, I'm like, there's no way. No way. We put a bet down for this series. It's Sox versus Cubs, head-to-head. And it wasn't all that much. It's actually a dollar, but you have to decorate the dollar. So I'd have to like put something like Go Cubs on mine and kind of paint it up and do all that kind of funky stuff to it. But he has to do the same for the Sox. And what we said was whoever wins the series. So it's a three-game series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And he's going to lose. Actually, he's already lost. The White Sox took Saturday and Sunday, or Friday and Saturday. The Sunday game is actually going on right now. I'm kind of watching it out of the corner of my eye. So if I get really quiet here and all of a sudden you hear, oh, yeah, that was that. Oh, God, you hear that in the background? That's just me watching the game. Hey, I'm a Sox fan. I'm a baseball fan. I enjoy this stuff. This is like the best part of the season for me. Well, with the exception of last postseason. But, hey, like I said, this is not a sports podcast. I mentioned this bet that I have, though, to my wife. And she looks at me and she's like, how much did you bet? And I'm explaining the whole thing. She's like, how much did you bet? And then I finally look at her. I'm like, $1. And she looks at me. She's like, that's not a bet. And you better not be betting. I'm like, what? Hey. I did this. It's something I know I can afford. I'm not hurting the family at all. I'm not a gambler. I just do this every so often. Just something to have a little bit of fun with. And she finally kind of eased back, but still it was really funny because she was freaking out that I was going to be like bombing thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars on this series. Even though if I did, it really would have been good because we would have been in a lot of money, but I didn't because I'm like, well, I can't afford it. So, yeah, I'm getting into trouble for a measly wager. Okay, I know I've mentioned this before. I think I even mentioned it in the... it was the last episode, episode number 16, that I'm a Star Wars fan. Well, there's been one thing I've been looking for a while, and I finally found it. A year ago, my wife had given me Darth Tater. It's a Mr. Potato Head that you can dress up like Darth Vader, and it's just like... the coolest thing. She gave it to me for my birthday last year. Well, this year, I'd been looking for, and I heard about this at the beginning of the year, so I've been looking for it for almost 6 months now. It's the Spud Trooper. It's a potato head, again, that you can dress up like a stormtrooper. So I now have these two things. But I've realized I'm not taking this to work. There's no way I'm going to subject myself to this guy who still, as I mentioned in the last episode, still comes around. And I was able to deflect something on him a little bit later in the week, but he still comes around. And he's like, oh, you can buy this build your own lightsaber thing. And he'll tell me 4 to 5 times. And I know I'm repeating the story again. I'm sorry. But he still is going on and on and on about this thing. It's like, dude, shut up. But I did figure out how I could kind of deflect comments when he comes over. Because he usually starts off, hey, how's it going? And if I'm like, oh, extremely busy. And I look busy, even though I wasn't. I got away with it. I figured out how to get rid of that rude person. On Friday, I decided to take the day off. It was a nice day, and I've been looking at it for a while, and I decided to go golfing with my father, which is usually a pretty good experience, and this time we invited a friend of mine who actually helped out when my grandmother passed away in January. He was the funeral director for that. On Friday, we went golfing. I am still sore, and it's Sunday right now. I am so sore still. I didn't go out and stretch. I'm a fat guy, so it kind of makes it kind of hard to be limber, I guess you can say, when you got like a bunch of extra weight on you. And also, I shot terribly. My father's like, oh, I shot a 109. My friend's like, I shot a 108. And I'm like, I shot a 139. If you're a golfer, you know 139 is not something to brag about. It's actually something to hide. But there was a redeeming quality in the whole thing. I was able to improve my scores, but still, oh, it was just pathetic. I was in the woods. I was over here. I was over there. Makes me wonder why I still golf. I mean, it's just, I am that bad. It's like, why do I even bother? And yet I look forward to this. I take days off of work for it. And boy, I have to be a self-masochist on this. Just because I suck. So, hey, if you ever want to go out and golf and, like, feel better about your game, invite me along because I suck. On, I think it was Monday, I took apart the whole podcasting gear rig that I have here so that I could take it into work and work on Chat Buffet with it. That's easier said than done. It took me probably 20 minutes to completely tear this thing down, get it into my backpack. As soon as I do... I'm going upstairs. I'm walking out the door to work. My wife was also working the same day, and she's asking, what's the backpack for? I'm like, it's my podcasting gear. Well, why are you moving it? Well, because I told her, we're going to work on Chat Buffet. So we figured we would give it a shot with this one. And she looks at me and says, you've never done this before. I'm like, no, it's something new. We thought we'd give it a shot. And it was just kind of one of those things where I'm like, I can't win on this one. Also, the fact that it's my stuff. Why can't I just take it into work? I mean, yeah, so I'm taking a backpack in. I do it every now and then, but she never sees that. So, yeah, I kind of got busted on that one, even though I didn't do anything wrong this time. Okay, the show I'm going to review this week is very different than any that I've done before. It's called fallofautumn.com. It's a Zynster podcast. That's how it's listed. It's actually a pretty interesting concept. It's for people who have e-zine or magazines that are on the internet. I think that's e-zine or e-zine or something along those lines. But the authors of articles read their own articles. It sounds like it is done over Skype. I mean, there is that kind of little bit of a phone hiss. It's not the best audio quality, but these articles that are read are actually really good, very interesting. I enjoyed listening to it very much. It's one that comes out. It's not one that you can predictably say, yes, it's going to come out every week or every 2 weeks or every Tuesday or something along those lines. It's something that comes out here and there. Once they get something read and edited, they put it out there. So it's kind of one of those that you really do have to listen, have to subscribe to, because it's not on a predictable schedule. But it's still very, very well done. I very much enjoy this. You kind of get, at least from the music industry, which is where everybody I've noticed, all of the authors are from the music industry. So it does make it a little bit interesting to kind of hear it from the other side, not just like producers of music or anything along those lines, but you have like critics, you've had record store employees, a bunch of different things. I mean, it's something that you wouldn't expect, and you kind of get a view of what it's like to be on the other side of the whole music industry. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend checking this one out. Also, remember to check out the other shows if you haven't already, the Wicked Good Podcast, The Gas, doing pretty good stuff over there as well. And also Absolute Science, which I reviewed last week. You should check all three of them out, as well as the fallofautomn.com podcast. It's one I do think you will enjoy. It's a little bit different, but hey, isn't that what we're all here trying to find, is some kind of new, interesting, different things? The past couple days, we've had a little bit of tension in the household, I guess you can say. My wife and I were not sure if we had another one on the way. My wife was like, well, things just aren't going the way they should, woman-wise. And I'm like, oh no, we can't afford it right now. And she's like, I know we can't afford it. We were kind of on pins and needles, and we had a birthday party for a four-year-old coming up, which his parents, every time they throw a party, there's always a lot of alcohol. So my wife's like, if I'm not pregnant, I'm drinking heavily. Well, thankfully, my wife drank, well, not heavily, because she never does, but she did drink yesterday at this party, which was Saturday. So we do not have a little one on the way. Thank God. I don't know how I'd be able to handle two at the moment. Please don't get me wrong. I still love my little girl, and when we decide to have another one, I'm going to love that one too, but right now we're just not ready for it to have one yet. Well, at this party we went to yesterday, we did a little bit of scoping out. My folks had given my little girl at her birthday party a swing set, but they haven't physically given it to us yet. They want to find what's going to look good in our backyard and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you know anything about my backyard, which I know I've mentioned before, it's a bunch of crap. So anything will look good out there. Their backdoor neighbors has this big play area. Just set up for their little girl. It's one kid, a lot of toys. I mean, totally. There are just a lot of toys and this big play area for one girl. I mean, it's amazing. I was just like, holy crap. How can anyone have that much stuff? We looked it over and kind of got a bunch of ideas for what we're going to do for the swing set that we're going to set up for my little girl. It's going to include, I'm going to have to build another retaining wall to kind of make sure everything's level. I'm going to have to get like tons of pea gravel. Oh my God, it's just going to be a project that's never going to end. I'm going to have to rip up a big section of my yard and all this. Oh boy, I'm not looking forward to it. Okay, the one thing I know I had said early on about maybe I'll need your help with is, I want to get my wife to actually be on one of the shows. If you want me to do this, let me know. Also, I'm going to need encouragement for her. She's not going to be one that's going to be like, oh yeah, hey, I'll just jump on your show. I've kind of popped the question to her a couple times and she's like, eh, nah. If I can get the fact that a bunch of my listeners want to hear her on the show, let me know. Give me an email, drop me an email, voicemail, anything, letting her know that you want to hear her on the show. So, and maybe, hey, you can even ask a couple questions. She might answer them for you. Anyway, I think that's pretty much it. So, yeah, that's my one request this week. If you could please, if you want to hear my wife on the show, let me know. And hopefully give a little bit of encouragement to her. So, I will guess that's it for the request. I think that's going to be pretty much it for this week. I know I didn't have too much going on. It's been kind of a rather boring week, so I apologize on that. I hope I gave you a smile there at least once. Anyway, I did want to thank everybody for going out and voting for me at Podcast Alley. Like I said, that's not a place I normally kind of check out, but Once I started seeing I actually got votes without even asking, I was going, like, oh, let's see what I can do if I can actually ask. And I'm actually up in the top 50 for comedy. So thank you very much for getting me on there. If you haven't voted, hey, I'd like to see how high I can get. I'd really appreciate that. Also, over at the Podcast Pickle, this has been the one that I've really been kind of pushing. I hang out over at the Podcast Pickle, and I'm known pretty well over there. If you haven't seen me over there, then you're not looking in the forum boards, because I'm there all the time, pretty much. I'll have my work stuff open, and then I'll have a window window open for Internet Explorer at the Podcast Pickle. So I'm there like all day. I have made the top 100. Actually, right now I'm sitting at number 90. So I appreciate that too. I didn't think I'd be able to pull both of those off at once. So thank you very, very much. My ego is being stroked as we speak. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Hopefully it'll be a good thing. I'll try to keep it level, keep it normal. Well, since I'm pretty much just doing this on my own, I kind of have to keep it normal and level, otherwise you won't come back. And I did get a couple of emails this week, some of them of note. First one I got was from Minion Fogarty. If you'll remember, she is with Absolute Science. I told her after the fact that I reviewed her, and I do that every time. I don't want like someone kind of saying, hey, look, check out my show, check out this particular episode. It shows I'm listening to, and that I think need a little bit more listenership. Minion had responded back after I told her, and she's like, thank you so much for reviewing us. Let's see, she said she was practically moved to tears, and that's not really what I'm doing. I mean, it's nice. It's kind of saying, hey, I kind of hit the nail on the head. She said, if I could have chosen my dream review, it would have been a lot like what you said. To me, it means a lot that we're achieving our goals and we're shooting for making science fun and accessible. Yeah, check them out again. They're putting out a few more here, which are actually pretty good. So yeah, definitely check them out again. Also got something from Steve from the Wicked Good podcast. I think his other show is the Extra Points podcast. It's a show for fantasy football. I don't do too much fantasy football, so I don't listen to that one, but I do listen to Wicked Good, which is actually the first show I reviewed, remember? Because it was Wicked Good. Of course, I don't know what wicked means, so. Well, and he was responding back to me talking about that rude woman who fell asleep in the Spamalot musical I saw a couple weeks ago. And he says, so have you considered that maybe the rude woman was shushing you because she was trying to get some sleep? I mean, come on, how inconsiderate could you be whispering and interrupting the poor woman's nap? Thanks, Steve. I didn't think of it that way. And also, Steve was the first one to notice that I was in the top 100, and he emailed me before I even noticed it. So he said, I just went over to the pickle and saw that you finally broke the top 100, so I wanted to be the first to congratulate you. Thank you, Steve. You were the first to congratulate me. It was really kind of cool to hear it or to actually see it. Also have an email here from the Philosophy Guy, and his show is at www.philosophyguy.net, and he says, hey, Barely, finally got a chance to listen to your podcast after seeing you at the Podcast Pickle and Gabberjaw forums. That's another forum board I'm at a lot, is the Gabberjaw forums. There aren't as many people at the Gabberjaw forums, but it is definitely one you should check out. It's at www.gabberjaw.com/forums. Anyway, he said, I added you to my favorites. Welcome to the top 100 at the Pickle. Keep up the good work. And he said, he may be at the Blues Fest meetup. Hope to see you there. The Blues Fest meetup is the Chicago area podcasters meetup. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, or you're visiting Chicago, or you're in Milwaukee, or Northern Illinois, Southern Wisconsin, Western Indiana, I mean, hey, swing on over. If you're coming to Blues Fest, come on over. It'd be neat to kind of see listeners, other podcasters. I will give out more details as they come, but at the moment, I know we're meeting up on the 10th, which is Saturday. So, and that's what he is referring to here. So, Philosophy Guy, thanks for the, thanks for adding me to your favorites. And yeah, that's this. Also, do have a voicemail. And here it is.
Barely. This is Richard in Savannah, Georgia. Just listened to two of your podcasts. I was turned on to you by, John and Wendy at Gabberjaw. And, Chad and Amanda at Me and the Bean, and enjoy your show. It's been fun. I listened to podcasts going to and from. I started listening to them about the last 2 months, 3 months or so. Started out with the Gabberjaw Show and expanded from there, and I think you're doing good work. It's a lot of fun. Keep it up.
And thanks, Richard, for that. I do appreciate it. That's actually the same way I listen to podcasts. It's to and from work. My commute is so long, I can actually knock out several of them. I need to have at least 2 hours each day set up for podcasts before I leave the house. Otherwise, I'm going to be stuck listening to regular radio and their stupid hot clocks and all those stinky commercials. So, hey, Richard, thanks for signing on. And I guess I have to say thank you to Chad and Amanda over at Me and the Bean. And also John and Wendy at Gabberjaw for at least mentioning me a couple times so that Richard came over. Hey, if you're coming over from anywhere else, let me know. Also, if you listen to any of the shows I review, let them know you heard them from me. So that they kind of know, hey, yeah, Barely's reviews are actually kind of working. And even if it's something that you listen to here in 6 months from the actual recording, but you go over and check them out later, I'm sure they'd still appreciate it. I mean, heck, what podcaster doesn't like getting another listener? And one other thing is we do have an addition to the Frapper Map. The philosophy guy, he did sign up, and he is from Eagle, Wisconsin. Kind of have an idea where that is. I actually used to do a job where I had to drive into Milwaukee and then out west of Milwaukee a little bit, then to Beloit, Wisconsin, and then it was one hell of a commute. So, but I was doing, road sales, I guess you can say. But yeah, those were days long, long ago. But yeah, so we have Philosophy Guy added himself to the Frapper Map. And also a new addition to what's going on is I finally broke down and got Skype. Yeah, that's right. I kind of figured, hey, might as well. So my name on Skype is, well, this is pretty obvious. It's Barely. So if you're on Skype, drop me a message over there. I don't have voicemail over there yet. If I do go and get voicemail on Skype, then I will probably get rid of the other voicemail line. But if not, hey, I have it over here. I have it over there, and you can message me this way. I'm usually on, I don't think I ever turn it off unless I turn off my computer. So if I don't actually pick up, it's not that I'm ignoring you. It's like I'm not there. I'm probably at work or I'm playing with a little girl or something along those lines. But yeah, check me out. I am at Barely, which is, that's my Skype name as well. So I figured I had better get that out as well. I'm such a dork. But I think that's going to wrap it up for me today. And if you want to contact me, there's several ways to do it. You could go to www.barelypodcasting.com. I am updating that website, so probably by the time you listen to this, it could be changed. Not the URL, but the actual site, the way it looks and feels and all that kind of good stuff. Also, you can contact me through my email, which is barely@barelypodcasting.com. And finally, you can also get in touch with me on my voicemail line, which is area code 206-666-2660. Or you can Skype me. I don't know if I'll be on, but you can Skype me. And that's at Barely. So those are now the four ways you can get in touch with me. If there's a fifth, I will try to find it. And if anyone's asked, I've heard a couple of people asking me what I am on Second Life. I'm not on Second Life. My computer doesn't like Second Life. So Second Life doesn't like my computer. So I'm not on Second Life. So don't worry about it. I'm never going to pod fade to Second Life, which I think is going to happen here to some shows. But I think that's pretty much it. And until next week, have a good week.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.